So talking about the spiritual aspect of intimacy, in every relationship, it's very, very important you involve God. Your relationship should be like a three chord. I think there's a three chord of relationship whereby you have God, you have the man, and you have the woman. It's very, very important because issues will come up in relationship. You can't even avoid it. It will come up. Except if one person is lying to the other person. But if you both are sincere, then issues will come up. So for you to work with all the forms of intimacy I listed above, it simply means you have to involve the spiritual realm, which orchestrates the physical realm. Do not forget. So if you're involving him, then it means you shouldn't have a rectangle instead of a triangle. I'm going to draw what I'm saying quickly for you to understand me better. So you have God, you have the man and the woman. Unlike if you're having a rectangle, you have just the man and the woman. And it's so wrong in a relationship. If you are a Muslim, you have your God. You understand? So the major thing is the spiritual realm orchestrates the physical realm, so it shouldn't be overlooked. You shouldn't say it's not possible or I don't believe in it. Something actually bets the physical realm. Have you asked yourself what actually bets this world we are in? So it's very, very important we don't overlook it because there is an intimacy in that realm also. So when you connect with God, you're able to connect with a man you don't know you got married to. You understand? You don't know anyone 100% before getting married. You get married to them and you see them changing every day because we all change every day. Do not say, oh, this man has started changing. This woman has just changed all of a sudden. She didn't change all of a sudden. All of these things were in her, but with time, she starts, revealing all that is in her, which is normal because she's growing. He is also growing.